This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. USAA Homeowners Insurance not only helps you cover your home, it also helps you cover your budget, lower your premium in a number of ways, like saving up to 10% when you bundle home and auto insurance, saving up to 15% if you've been claims-free for 5 years, regardless of your previous insurance provider, and scoring even more deals and discounts on things like home security, moving, and storage with the USAA Perks program. Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Seven-time world champion and modern-day legend Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, finally gets roasted. Hosted by Kevin Hart, Tom Brady gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the roast of Tom Brady live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in.
Rawr.
Thursday, March 14th.
Oh.
Mike Wright is here. I'm 39-year-old Andy Holloway.
It's Pi Day.
It is Pi Day.
Brooks already knew. Yeah, it's Pizza Pi Day.
Now, moments ago, before we started the show, which I find the order of operations here is very disrespectful. Well, moments ago, we got an alert, a brownie alert in the office. Now, I don't know who brought
the brownies. Excuse me?
Yeah, who brought the brownies?
I did not receive a brownie warning.
Was this Pi Day related?
No, it was a fan of the show. It was the people that came through and toured the other day, and they wanted to say thank you.
They sent us brownies?
He stopped by and delivered them himself.
Really? So,
again, I was not alerted that we have brownies.
You want me to grab you a brownie, Mike?
Something that should have been brought to my attention.
We rang a loud bell, literally.
As the resident.
He did ring the bell.
You guys know I'm a brownie guy.
Yeah.
And you didn't
even on Pi Day?
Yes.
Okay.
There's room for brownies with the pizza pie.
Will you have pie on brownie day? That's the question.
Is there a brownie? There's got to be a brownie day. There's a day for everything.
Yeah, so, well, shout out to the brownie man who brought them. But I would have rather been alerted after the show so that I can, because now it's just, I mean, it's going to be the shortest show we've ever done.
Yeah.
Now I'm supposed to be talking about free agents, and I'm going, man, there's brownies out there.
That's why Jason's not here. Mm. He's actually in the lobby.
Yeah.
No, I know that's a disappointment. Jason's not here this week. He'll be back next week, and he'll have all of his reactions. But I promise if he could be here, he would be. But he'll be back next week. And we'll be full of brownies by then. But we've got more free agency to talk about, Mike.
I don't really care.
Yeah, I know.
I'm thinking about brownies.
This is one of the toughest shows you're going to have to do. You're a pretty big brownie guy. You're a brownie boy.
Brownies are the tops. They're so good.
You like them with, I already know the answer. Yeah, you,
a la mode?
No, well, yeah, who doesn't like them a la mode? But we've had quite a few brownie debates, but I was going to say the whole walnuts and brownies, you're out on that, right? Or you'll tolerate them.
I will tolerate.
Really?
Yeah.
To get the brownie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's worth it.
Who invented that?
I don't. There's a weird desire that some people have where they want just a sneak attack of crunch in something that is designed to be soft. I don't get it.
Honestly, if it was just crunch, that's fine. I've had brownies with crunchy chocolate chips in it. That's not a problem. But the fact that there's this walnut with a flavor, you see, the thing is it tastes like a walnut, and that's where it gets me. And I feel like, to tie it into the show, you know, walnuts suck.
Yeah.
And they're sitting out there as this free agent nut, and then brownies just picks them up because nobody signed them.
Yeah.
And there's no need for that.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying about
But you'll tolerate a walnut.
A.J. Dillon to the Cowboys.
That's A.J. Dillon. That didn't happen, did it?
No. Oh, no, gosh. But that has been, that's basically all we've heard.
We're in the free agent stage right now where something could have happened and I would have missed it somehow and then felt really left behind. Like, we have our Slack channel. We've got Twitter. We're paying attention all the time. But right then, you could have told me that was real. I would have been like, I believe you.
There will be one person in this room extremely excited if A.J. Dillon goes to the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's you.
It's me.
That's you because you,
it's me.
You're the dummy that drafted him. That's why.
Oh, get out of here. He was a second-round pick. They call me a dummy. The Packers drafted him in the second.
How many games, Kyle, vet this. How many games has A.J. Dillon played in his career so far? Kyle, break in when you have it. How many total games played does A.J. Dillon have? And
well, he's got to have played 4 years, right?
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if he missed some
60.
Games. 60 games, Mike.
Yeah.
And out of 60 opportunities to be happy, how happy were you? How many times were you happy?
Last year, not very many.
Yeah.
The previous 2 years, a handful of times.
A handful over 4 years.
Yeah.
All right. I stand by calling you a dummy. All right. We've got a big free agent, wide receiver, tight end show today. I am going to break the rules of the show at the top because I understand why people might have been upset. Last episode, we covered a crazy amount of running backs, quarterbacks. Oh, you're being merciful to me right now.
I sure am. But Kyle pulled it up. 20 times as a top 24. So a third of his games, he was a top 24 running back.
All right. All right. I take it back.
Duke,
you're very smart.
In a world of running backs, that ain't bad.
I'm going to break the rules.
All right.
Because there was a free agent signing that should have led last show, even though he was not a running back. He was not a wide receiver, a quarterback.
Okay.
He was a tight end. And we thought we had bid goodbye.
Oh!
But we did it.
Okay.
Because
okay.
He's back, baby.
Oh, we got to update that jersey.
Will Disley. And not a bad deal. 3 years, $14 million.
The Chargers needed some big Montana.
I mean, Gerald Everett signed, right? He departed the Chargers. And he signed for less money.
Wow.
Than Will Disley.
Will had 10 milli guaranteed. 10 milli for Big Willie.
A lot of people want to know if Big Montana can kind of hack it in LA.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Among the pretty people.
His skills will
pay the bills.
Oh, man, we're on fire
today. This is a show, and we will get into fantasy analysis. I know it. But congratulations, Will Disley, and to us. And can we get that graphic
and
updated ASAP, please? Thank you. And the world, yeah. Good job, Will. I've always found the Will Disley career arc to be the most fascinating because he must be really, really good at what he does to have overcome major industries, major injuries two times.
Was he a...
Achilles and patella.
The two that you can't come back from, Big Montana said.
He can block without that leg.
I would have, if you told me that Will Disley went into the surgery room and he slapped the doctor's hand and he said, give me the needle, and then he just stitched it up, I'd believe you.
Yeah, he's, you know, they don't call him Big Montana
That's
for nothing.
That's a man.
All right. The Ultimate Draft Kit available right now, ultimatedraftkit.com. You can get the best possible price pre-ordering it. The Dynasty Pass available and updated. In fact, we sent the email out yesterday. The Dynasty Pass has all of the post-combine updates. The Dynasty Bros, Borg and Betts, they have been feverishly updating. I don't think they've slept.
I don't know how you could.
No, not with the amount of news that's been breaking. So you can check that out, ultimatedraftkit.com. Without further ado, which there's been a lot of ado so far, we'll get into free agents.
Free agent frenzy.
You're a nice guy, Mike.
Thanks.
You're a nice fella.
I try to be. Sometimes.
Yeah, because I was just like being mean and hammering A.J. Dillon. But I did make him a my guy a long time ago.
Yeah?
Okay. You want to know why, though?
Because you believed.
Yeah, I believed you.
And that's, I get it. That's why you're so angry now.
That's what it is. It's bitterness.
Yep.
We live most of our fantasy football world on either bitterness or like indebtedness. Like you forever will love RG3.
Forever.
Forever. Because he only had one good year.
Yeah.
But it was for you and it was for a title. And if you think I'm gonna praise Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb for the rest of my
yes, you
my
would.
Life.
Oh, it's so fabulous having you on the Dak side now.
Yeah, man.
He's a good player.
You've been sitting there alone. All he had to do was win me a title.
All he had to do was do something specifically for me.
It's how the world works. No one is more myopic than a fantasy football player. All right, we covered running backs and quarterbacks and all the madness there on the Tuesday show. Go back, listen to our reactions. It's not the end of fantasy football free agency talk at all. Next week we got winners and losers and the rankings and the fallout. The fantasy free agent fallout, as I like to say.
Nice.
It's going to carry on for some time. So all the team opportunity charts in the Dynasty Pass as well have been updated. That's depth charts, that's contracts, that's vacated opportunities. We spend time in the Dynasty Pass basically showing you which teams have demand at certain positions so you can pay attention not just to free agency, but even more so the draft that's coming up and what teams might be looking to fill a void, which – look, that's a big deal. It changed the way Kenneth Walker's dynasty value was perceived when Charbonnet was drafted last year. It changed in some people's minds, Travis Etienne with Tank Bigsby. Like those situations happen every year. Oh, boy, Brooks. Yeah, that's nice. Welcome to the Dak side. Yeah, I'm there. And I'm loving every minute of it. Wide receivers. Mike, explain it to me. The Titans have signed former Jags, former Falcon, Calvin Ridley. Now, that's fine. Signing him makes sense. 4 years, $92 million, 50 guaranteed at 29 years old.
It is a very large contract. The fantasy community looks at Calvin Ridley clearly differently than the NFL does.
Yes.
As it was, yes. It was pretty hot and cold, but this is – it is a you got to watch the tape type of a thing where many, many times throughout the season there was just the play was, just a foot off or like sometimes literally a foot in bounds or the ball just sailing over a wide open Calvin Ridley by a foot or short by a foot. So, I mean, he truly was very close to having a monster season but didn't hit it. Now, the Titans, this is wild. Because I feel like people are kind of, laughing at, like, what are the Titans doing? They're spending all this money. They gave Pollard a sizable contract for a running back. Now you have Calvin Ridley. Like, they're spending money. And so you're like, well, come on, you're a loser team. But at the same time, this is what you have to, if you have a quarterback that you do believe in, which it sounds like the team believes in Will Levis to be an actual franchise quarterback, this is what you have to do. You have to make moves to equip your quarterback with the best weapons you possibly can. And sometimes to do that, you have to overpay.
It's the basement tax.
Yes.
You do have to pay that. And
yeah, it's why Christian Kirk got the deal he did a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And that deal was just ran through the mud on social media.
Yeah, it's also, I think, why DeAndre Swift got paid as much as he did to go to Chicago. But this is a big deal in more ways than one. And like you said, they'll equip Will Levis. They added Tony Pollard. So like the Titans are doing what they can do.
Yeah.
And if the NFL views Calvin Ridley as a 4-year, $92 million guy though, right? Then by extension, like that should have a negative impact on Trevor Lawrence. Unless you believe them filling that gap with Gabe Davis is, kind of one for one. And I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, Trevor Lawrence, there's a lot of question marks.
There's
a lot of dynasty trade offers going out with Trevor Lawrence in them, either unloading them or trying to buy low. And I don't know if Gabe Davis fills the void.
I think Gabe Davis certainly helps, but they have to do something else besides also adding Devin Duvernay.
Yes, they do. I feel like Devin Duvernay is one of those players that was like he should just be. They should force him to play for the Ravens for his whole career, because that's all you think about.
Those, yeah.
When those, you know, like Tyler Boyd is not yet signed as of this recording, which we're recording on the morning of Thursday, March 14th. But there's Steelers rumors, and I'm like, no, that's he's a
Bengal. Not allowed to do that.
It's weird. But yeah, Calvin Ridley was big time boom bust last year. I would expect more of the same in Tennessee. We had boom bust with DeAndre Hopkins, right? By the way, Hopkins is not under contract, right?
I didn't.
Or is he still in Tennessee?
He's still under contract.
Okay.
So they have both those guys. I don't know why I thought he might have just been a 1 year there. My mistake. So
yeah, it was a 2 year where, yeah, I mean, he's got a huge cap number. He has no guaranteed money. So maybe
that's what I was thinking about, is the fact that they may move on. But, you know, Ridley, Hopkins, Pollard.
They're doing what they can do. They are absolutely doing what we can do, what they can do. But just a reminder for fantasy, if you're trying to get excited about Calvin Ridley, great tweet from friend of the show, Ian Harditz, pointing out the large free agent wide receiver contracts of people who change teams. So you have Calvin Ridley, $92 million. Christian Kirk for Jacksonville at 84. That one, I think that one sort of worked. You know, the team probably happy with the play. Seemed like he, you know, probably overpaid. But then you have Kenny Golladay to the Giants. Sammy Watkins to the Chiefs. Pierre Garçon to San Francisco. Allen Robinson to the Rams. I mean, it's full of names where it did not work. I don't understand. I mean, you know, I'm not the ins and outs of the football guy. But, like, why can't these wide receivers just change teams and everything is great? It's so weird.
Scheme matters. The big ones can do it. The transcendent talents can do it. I don't think that those names that you mentioned were transcendent talents. When you look at...
So, like, the true transcendent talents just get...
Tyreek
they
Hill,
get re-signed.
Yeah, or they move. I mean, like, Tyreek, Davante Adams, DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona. Like, the true...
Those were all trades, though. Something about the free agent
market. Yeah, because the transcendent ones don't go to free agency. Right? I mean,
yeah.
I think that's...
Maybe that's the biggest problem.
And some of those players just were in right situations. Obviously, Kenny Golladay, that's one of the worst signings ever.
Yeah. Well, not to him. There it is. So smooth.
I mean, I guess there's a deeper psychology, right, when you get the bag. And I'm guessing 100 out of 100 players don't say, I'm going to work harder now. Right? I mean, it's human nature.
Yeah.
Some of them want to pay the fan base off for the money. Others want to say, I made it, I did it, I'm done, I guess. So, Michael Pittman, we'll talk about him in just a second. Hey, Foot Clan, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How is it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? Maybe sometimes those events make you feel drained. Maybe they make you feel like you're bursting with energy like Papa Josh. But you might not know why it's at that level. Maybe it's not enough boundaries set up and you're just doing too much. Maybe you get less social in different times of the year or you're working too much. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. Look, we live in the era of hurry, hurry, hurry. And social gatherings, they pick up and then you are burnt out. So you got to figure it out. And therapy can help you figure out that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery so you can enjoy it. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to recharge and take care of yourself. I highly recommend that. All you have to do is give BetterHelp a try. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch them at a moment's notice. There's no extra charge for switching therapists if you didn't find the right one. And you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. When you're a homeowner in the military community, peace of mind is priority. And USAA Homeowners Insurance is the award-winning service to give you just that. If you have to file a claim, the process is transparent and easy. You can do it all right in the USAA app. And replacement cost coverage comes standard. That means damaged items are repaired or replaced, even if they cost more today than they did when you bought them, which could put your wallet at ease to tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
And that's all I have to say about Michael Pittman. I'm gonna take a lowercase L on Michael Pittman. Okay. Is that fair? Do I need an uppercase L?
Nah.
No, I mean, Michael Pittman, 3-year deal with the Colts. I mean, do you view him talent-wise above Deontay Johnson, right? Because we're going to talk about Deontay Johnson soon. Do you view them similarly? As
I'd rather have Michael Pittman on my team.
Yeah, I would too. And he got paid, comes back to Indianapolis.
Michael Pittman, to me, is a one for a team, but he's not the Jamar Chase, Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson level of talent, but he still is a number one.
It's weird. He's almost like how I felt like Hopkins' late career is, where, like, you know, he had 10 games of 8+ receptions last year. That's the most in the NFL. Super reliable, can make a big play. It's not necessarily the routine for him. He's been a PPR guy.
I mean, thinking like we just talked about free agents getting bad quarterbacks, Michael Pittman's career,
yes,
thus far has, like, Kyle, I don't know if you have all the names, but it, you know, off the top of my head, it's like late stage Matt Ryan, last year Gardner Minshew, and Carson Wentz was in there. I mean, he's not been tied to a true franchise quarterback, I believe, yet in his career.
And we really don't know what it's going to be like with Anthony Richardson.
That is fair.
Now, they did add Joe Flacco, so you could end up in that situation where, you know, at least you feel safe with both of those guys.
Yeah. We'll just talk quickly about Joe Flacco, because that was going to be my point of,
yeah,
it's an interesting fit, because a lot of times we see teams where your archetype of a quarterback with Anthony Richardson's a playmaker, guy can get out of the pocket, run. A lot of times we see these teams, then their backup has similar traits.
Yes.
And Anthony Richardson and Joe Flacco.
Could you have two more opposite people?
Could not be farther from the same type of a player. But if you have Michael Pittman, you should feel safe. Like, if Anthony Richardson misses more time with an injury and Joe Flacco is the one that comes in, okay, we're still fine.
I'm just curious, Mike. I'm 39. Joe Flacco's 39.
You have a
better mobility.
Better mobility?
Yeah. What do you think?
Man.
You think Joe's got me?
He honestly should, right? He probably does. Yeah.
Like, he plays in the NFL.
Yes. Like, we compare him to other NFL players because that's what we see on the field.
Yeah.
But the fact that
compared to me,
he's 39 and
playing football
and not just dead on the first play. As most of us would be in the NFL, we would have a career of one play.
Michael Pittman last year, his highest fantasy finish on a week was 7, but he had like 9, 12, 17, 9, 11. That's the kind of player he is.
Yes.
And I don't expect that to change with Richardson. It's a good signing. Bring him back. Make sure you have a tried and true PPR guy for Richardson as they try to build a strong team in Indianapolis. And then, yes, Flacco, 1-year deal to be the backup there. The Chargers, they had to do something. They had overspent. And Mike Williams has been released. Farewell. Big Mike.
Yeah. He'll help a team somewhere.
How old is Mike Williams?
He is 29.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine Mike Williams if he signed a $92 million deal at 29. Because that's exactly what Ridley just did. But Williams coming off the injury. Darnell Mooney, did we mention this on the last show?
I don't think so.
3-year, $39 million deal with the Falcons.
Maybe in passing, but I like it.
This is a good move.
I like this move a lot. Darnell Mooney, it feels like the trajectory is terrible for his career, because he had the two breakout years. One where, so his second year in the league, 907, follows that up with 1,100 yards and 8 receiving touchdowns. He's the, or I'm sorry, I'm looking at Deontay Johnson. I was like, this, these are not sounding right.
Oh,
these
no.
are not sounding right. Yeah, my bad.
Do you want to restart that?
Yeah, he had the 1,006 as a sophomore, and then everything tailed off after that. Hasn't hit 500 yards the last 2 years. But he's a speedster, and I think he will really thrive with – he doesn't have to be the number one for them because that's Drake London's job. And so, like, you know, think of Jordan Addison. You know, think of all those deep touchdowns that he was hitting with Kirk at the beginning of the year.
Good. It's good for Kirk. I don't know it'll be for Mooney. It was funny. I was trying to look up a stat because I saw that Mooney had – he receives all these deep targets. But in his career, almost, you know, like the majority are uncatchable deep targets. So he's getting separation, quarterback's not performing, and so therefore, you know, Kirk's like the best deep target guy in the NFL. So that's a perfect mix. What's funny is I ended up finding a tweet from 2021 all about how Darnell Mooney had received the most deep targets that were uncatchable, and Justin Fields is a good deep ball passer, and here we go. So he's going to be a hit-and-miss guy, but he's going to really help Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
So we had a trade. We expected a trade. We got one. Is it production purgatory for him? Deontay Johnson sent from the Steelers to a team desperate for wide receiver help, the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. It's
hard not to feel like it's condemnation right now.
For Deontay?
But it could be okay. Like Adam Thielen was one of the best fantasy wideouts to start last year.
Yes.
Yeah, so, okay. I mean, you equip Bryce Young with a very talented receiver. Dave Canales, maybe there's some hope.
I think it's a great move for the Carolina Panthers. Deontay can get open, and you don't have to – which Thielen at the beginning of the year was getting open. The targets – the hyper-targeting faded away, which is why Adam Thielen's fantasy value vanished. But if Bryce falls in love with Deontay, like, no, I know that this guy's going to be open, you know, there could be some late. The excitement for Deontay Johnson is he's not going to be a high-round pick. He'll be close to the teens, I would imagine.
I'm not sure it's much different than where he would have been in Pittsburgh, draft pick-wise.
With Russell Wilson.
I guess with Russell,
there would be more excitement.
Better, yeah. The Panthers have also spent $153 million on their offensive line.
Okay.
Which, you know, that was a huge problem last year. Had another trade. As we're talking wide receiver situations, Jerry Jeudy was sent to the Browns, and this was a little while ago. We haven't had a chance to talk about it. The Browns have now accumulated Amari Cooper on the cheap, Jerry Jeudy on the cheap. There was a fifth and a sixth. So, Jerry Jeudy, any hope for him? I don't have a lot.
I do not have a lot either.
Tyler Lockett, restructuring. Okay, go ahead.
I was just we'll talk about this more, I guess, on the free agent winner and losers. It's the Marvin Mims excitement should be allowed to blossom now.
On the Broncos side?
Yes.
You have excitement for Marvin Mims?
I'm allowing room for it to happen.
You're permitting some dynasty managers to be optimistic.
Yes, because people, as soon as Jerry Jeudy was traded, I'm sure they were. But I'm saying I think there is some substance of it. If you believe Sean Payton, because over and over throughout the season, it was, we got to get Marvin Mims involved. He's not. We got to get him involved. He's not. And then it was, why can't we get Marvin Mims on the field, Sean Payton? Well, him and Jerry Jeudy kind of do the same thing.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah. I mean, I tend to side with you force your way on with your ability. It's not like Jeudy was productive or good, but maybe there's some hope there. They need a quarterback. Tyler Lockett.
Man.
I want to know what you think here because he's remaining with Seattle on a restructured deal. It's 2 years, $30 million, still a lot of money, $13 million guaranteed, coming off his worst fantasy season since 2017. So that's a long time. Only 5 touchdowns last year after 8 or more for 5 consecutive seasons. Ends as the wide receiver 33. I'll be honest, I have him in a dynasty league. Before this happened, didn't think much of Tyler Lockett on my roster. I knew I couldn't trade him, and I didn't expect to get anything from him next year. I am moderately more excited.
Yeah, I think that the Tyler Lockett re-signing is more of, for fantasy, more of a bummer because
JSN.
The JSN is now still stuck with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett.
But so you are in that crowd then. You agree with the, like, you might have to wait longer for JSN to emerge?
Yes. It.
What a bummer.
The JSN should.
Sounds like a
he
shopping.
Should still
sounds
break
like a shopping network.
JSN?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of network?
Yeah, I mean JSN.
But
tune in to JSN.
Hopefully we can. And Tyler Lockett will still have his weeks. Last year, drop wide receiver 13, wide receiver 13, down to wide receiver 33.
And that hurt you.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah. Kendrick Bourne, 3-year deal with the Patriots.
What? They hate you, Kendrick. They hate you.
Yeah, it's not a Bill might have.
Okay. Okay, you could talk me
he
into
that.
He
was always productive per target, and his snap percentage bounced all over the place. Really weird because he started the year with 2 touchdowns in week one, and everyone was talking about he was the Greg Ogletree of week one. He had 6 catches. He had 2 touchdowns, 64 yards. And then
the bigger thing was he played the whole game.
Yeah, and then they took him out for like 4 games.
Because they hate him.
And then he came back, and he was very productive.
You deserve better than this, Kendrick.
Now, I was more excited at the prospect of the Patriots signing Calvin Ridley. I was kind of wanting to see Calvin Ridley as the big weapon for Jaden Daniels, Drake May, at the top of the draft and have more excitement there. But now they released Devontae Parker, Kendrick Bourne, Demario Douglas, who you viciously rejected in my trade offer yesterday.
You pushed me into a corner.
I did realize that the trade offer I had sent, just so that the public knows, was I sent Demario Douglas, and I was asking for Rashad Bateman.
Yes.
In Dynasty. But I pushed you. I pushed you too hard.
Yep.
And I'm sorry about that.
You overplayed.
Yeah, I did. The Saints released Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas?
Yeah.
I mean, he has 3 consecutive years, 98th, 114th, and 79th.
Well, it's not 3 consecutive years, Andy.
No, that's 4 years, but 3 times he played.
Yes.
Yeah. He's 31. It's over.
Yeah.
Farewell. I would bet a lot of money on Michael Thomas never having relevant. 2 consecutive relevant fantasy days in a row the rest of his career.
Yeah.
Noah Brown back to the Texans.
That's fun.
Yeah. Honestly, that move is that's a bigger move than you think.
As in calming your fears for for Nico and Tank?
Calming the draft fears that Houston will – I mean, it's not like Noah Brown's going to stop them from taking best value on one of the many good wide receivers necessarily, but it does help you imagine their plans without a rookie wideout. Greg Dortch back to Arizona, 1-year deal. The Dortch!
Greg, they hate you.
Maybe not anymore.
Oh, maybe.
Devontae Parker was released and then signed by the Eagles. A 1-year deal to Philadelphia where he will get no separation, but he's big and strong and can catch a touchdown.
And he will still make a lot of money.
Mac Hollins, the Bills, brought in Mac Hollins, who has grown another foot. So he grows 1 foot taller every year. I believe he is now 6'11".
It's because of his ferocious hatred for soup.
And he doesn't wear shoes, right?
When,
is that it?
When he prefers. Okay. Have you seen this?
And he hates soup? What kind of take is that?
Because you can't eat it with your hands.
And he wants to eat like a wild man?
I guess. He's really into medieval times.
I'm pretty sure like all them like the wild men, they make soup.
At least a stew.
Yeah, like a stew.
Have you seen the videos of these people who cut the soles off of their shoes?
I have seen that video, yes. And it is stupid.
It is foul and disgusting. And they want to be barefoot, but they realize that no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Yeah, like and a so functioning society
so denies
them entry.
So they wear fake shoes so they can spread their foot germs everywhere.
What
is that?
And that the germs from the floor of the store also they take home with them.
Yeah. You know what's on that floor? Fecal matter.
Wait, why? Why is there?
You think they don't go in the bathroom?
Oh, okay. But you're saying that you track
There's poop everywhere, man.
Oh my gosh. I never thought you have, if you're barefoot, you got to go in the bathroom barefoot.
Yes, you do.
You don't have like bathroom shoes you bring with you. I don't know. I don't know what that's about. Hunter Renfro's been released. Allen Robinson released. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to jump into the tight ends here. Hunter Henry back to the Patriots. That's what we hoped for. That's what we thought would happen, and that's what happened.
Yep.
Jonnu Smith, 2-year deal with the Dolphins. Okay. Gerald Everett, 2-year deal with the Bears. Musical chairs. Mike Gesicki to the Bengals. Mike Gesicki, just so you know, he lines up in the slot like 60-70% of the time. That's all he does. So Drew Sample coming back as well, but if you want, like, I'm guessing at some point during next season, you will say, is Mike Gesicki a streaming option this week? That's my prediction.
I don't disagree with that.
The Rams have signed Colby Parkinson to a 3-year deal. Big money, 15.5 guaranteed. This, Colby Parkinson's a great run-blocking tight end, and this is good
there
for...
There has to be more.
It's good for Kyren, man.
Yeah,
it's good for Kyren.
Good for Kyren, and he just... It feels like there has to be more.
What do you mean?
Like, not just run-blocking. I'm saying I think there could be some fantasy value here.
Higbee's still there?
Well, but Higbee's coming off of a devastating injury.
And then we had Davis Allen, right?
So,
did I get the names right?
I'm just...
These two last name guys.
Like, Colby Parkinson, I believe in our Dynasty League, he got scooped up. And I think that's a good savvy move of... If the guy got paid by a team that... There's tight end value for the Rams. Go check it out. Go see if your waiver wire, if he's there.
He has not... I mean, I don't know.
No, I
don't know if I agree with
it,
you.
It's long shot stuff, but yeah. We're in long shot dynasty season where you got to follow the money.
His last 2 years, ironically, the exact same 34 targets, 25 receptions, two consecutive years.
Yeah, but he's up against Big Montana, man. What are you going to do?
Yeah, 40% of snaps. So, no, he's worthy of a dynasty ad. We talked about Disley. Noah Fant, 2-year deal to come back to Seattle. And Austin Hooper still playing football, this time with the Patriots.
Whoa, I missed that one.
Yeah.
All right.
I have wondered if all of these like middle-tier tight ends hang out. And they're like, let's see if we could do it. Let's get another deal.
And they're like, our position's very hard.
I think that is – the tight end position is one of the most misunderstood when it comes to fantasy and reality. Fantasy players don't understand the offensive line. And therefore, they don't understand half of what a tight end does on a regular basis, if not more than that. I think that's the truth. And so we kind of gawk at the numbers, and we think the numbers always translate to fantasy, and they just don't in that position. Irv Smith, 1-year deal with the Chiefs. We mentioned
okay.
It. It's not a big deal. It really isn't.
Well, it's a 1-year deal, so of course it's not very big.
We'll take another break. We'll talk about some other news that that we haven't covered yet. Some teams with opportunities remaining and players still out there. And then if we have time, we'll do some mailbag. This episode is brought to you by The Deal. The line between business and sports is getting blurrier by the day. To understand it all, check out The Deal, a podcast co-hosted by Yankees legend Alex Rodriguez. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, and executives like Derek Jeter, Maria Sharapova, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into the world of sports, business, media, and entertainment, and dives into the wins, losses, and lessons learned along the way. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, listen to new episodes of The Deal on Spotify every Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right,
all-inclusive or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
Checking on AJ Dillon, Mike. Is he?
Is it? Did it happen?
No, no. Goodness, no.
I got Derrick Henry on the Ravens. So I don't know.
You did it mid-show. Guys, keep
I don't
an
know
eye
if there's
on...
enough magic left. I used maximum magic on that.
Do you realize the joy that I will feel when AJ Dillon signs with the Baltimore Ravens?
That'd be whatever. That'd be perfectly
fine. You'd be fine.
Fine
with it. Okay. By the way, what was the touchdown total, Kyle, for Gus Edwards last year?
13.
13 touchdowns for Gus Bus. I feel like that's the quietest 13 that have ever happened.
Oh, man.
Mike, you excited? You're going for a repeat in our Dynasty League.
Sure am. And those 15 touchdowns from Derrick Henry are going to help.
All right, Jimmy Garoppolo, Mike. No longer a Raider.
Nope. No longer a Raider. Let them off the hook when he popped for PEDs, because then they got to just let him go without having to pay him anything.
Still handsome.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? You know what the worst part is? He's going to get handsomer.
Oh, because men get...
Well, just that age. That face with that hair and that beard.
Go full Clooney?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. As soon as he starts graying, you'll be like, gosh darn it. Jimmy, stop. It's not fair.
Yeah. Don't bring him into an insecure locker room. That's all I'm saying. Drew Lock, one-year deal with the Giants.
I'm hideous.
Mason Rudolph to the Titans. These are all backup deals. Cardinals signed DJ Dallas to a three-year, $8 million deal. So there you go. That's good for the Connor. To me, that's good for James Connor.
Sure.
Perfect kind of guy not to mess with your workload. Ty Johnson back to the Bills, one-year deal, running back. Dearness Johnson back to the Jaguars. Amir Abdullah, one-year deal with the Raiders. Salvin Ahmed, Dolphins.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah, there you go. So what are the big free agents sitting out there right now? Hollywood Brown doesn't have a team. Curtis Samuel doesn't have a team. Those are ones that you're paying close attention to.
Jamison Crowder has a team. We didn't have that in there. Oh, apparently God. That was not important enough to talk about.
Jamison Crowder is he's 62 years old.
He's still playing.
He's one of the first players in the NFL to collect a paycheck and Social Security at the same time. It's incomprehensible.
Let's see. So, Tyler Boyd, I'm trying to run through the wide receiver names real quick. Tyler Boyd feels like the best player.
Zeke is still out there. Not that that matters a whole lot. Tyler, you think Tyler Boyd? I think Hollywood's the best player.
I'm sorry, besides Hollywood, because you had already mentioned him. And then the running back.
No team for Beckham?
Yeah. The Beckham team signing for Dobbins last year was so weird. But for the running backs, it is. Yeah, J.K. Dobbins should be the best player, but coming off of that injury, who knows? And then you have just kind of the lumberers, you know, and Clyde, A.J. Dillon.
The lumberers?
Yeah. I mean, this is what they are. The lumberers that, if they're in the right situation, like you put one of them on the Cowboys, and you'll have some excitement for it.
You realize we got nearly 30 seconds of that sound right there.
Yeah.
Like if I wanted to let it go for 30 seconds.
That is how long it takes Clyde to run 40 yards.
I put the ball in the tee and you hit it right out. It is interesting right now, just to mention it, as we get into, you know, a lot of the big running backs are gone and Dallas doesn't have a running back. Right? So
the Cowboys fans are furious.
Because they haven't done anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they've not done very much.
The Raiders have Zamir White.
Man, Zamir White, dynasty managers are just white knuckling right now. Just holding on to the edge of the cliff. Because he was great. Zamir White was great for fantasy.
This feels like, is Zamir White going to be the Rashad White? Is it a White offseason again where you're like,
ooh,
remember
maybe.
You were threatened that Rashad White would lose his job and then To me, the Raiders' identity is too built on the running back for them to go ahead with just Zamir White. But if they do, that is a huge endorsement of what they believe about him.
Yep.
They did try to bring Josh Jacobs back. I would be shocked if they weren't in on third-round running backs. But that's just me. So those are two teams to watch in that department. Let's jump into the mailbag, unless I'm missing anything new going on.
Not yet. We'll keep wishing.
The league is looking into potential tampering by the Eagles and the Falcons related to Saquon and Cousins. There should be like a sour grapes rule where like teams that miss out on a guy can go complain.
And these teams, you don't have to announce the deal right away. You know what I mean? Where when tampering opens up and there's immediately this huge agreement, it feels like just sit on it for an hour. Be like, oh no, we were really talking.
I think that you can't. Because the deal you're talking about when the league year opens?
No. I'm talking tampering.
No, see,
Monday.
The tampering period, you got to put it out in public so that it's harder for the guy to change his mind, because he can change his mind. You got to go out there the second he handshakes you. Your Twitter team has got to be sitting there with a button to click so that that guy has to publicly change.
Then take him to a nice lunch.
Yeah.
So he can't do anything, and you can delay it a little bit.
They'll consult with you, Mike. We'll figure it out. Let's jump into some mailbag.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. Ooh, yeah. I just remembered the brownies. Just now.
I've been thinking about them the whole time.
All right. If you have a question for the show, you can always go to the website, thefantasyfootballers.com, or dial our voicemail hotline, 302-464-TFFB. Do we have any voicemail today, Brooksy?
No, sir.
All right. First question from Joshua. Oh, boy. What do you do if your league commissioner keeps canceling trades just because he doesn't like them? I've figured out two different trades with another league mate. The commissioner vetoes them because he believes I should be sending more. Keep in mind the first trade proposal was proposed by the other player. The commissioner thinks I'm trying to swindle him.
There is nothing you can do except leave the league. This is bad.
It's a turd alert. Yeah, that's a bad situation.
That's a commissioner who is overreaching on what their power should actually be. Like a commissioner is not there to do that. You are there to put out fires and make sure that the league is moving forward, getting draft dates set.
This generally happens, at least from my experience, in leagues where it was like one dude's idea to make the league. And then wrangled a bunch of people into it. And then so it's their league. It's very possessive.
Could be.
Oftentimes. That's what I've noticed. But
there's nothing. There's nothing you can do. Because that's who this person is.
The only thing you could do is try to propose something where, like, trades are not subject to commissioner approval and get the league to agree on it. Just take it out of their hands.
I'm guessing the commissioner will not approve.
That. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. All right. What is this? Backstory and favorite moments with Jay Grizz. This question comes from YouTube. James Wainwright. Apparently, this is from our research department. Debut episode for Jay Grizz was episode 376.
Yep.
And we are on episode 1,558.
So the backstory of that was we knew that Jason was going to miss some time. And we thought it would be really hilarious to put a nonsensical cardboard cutout. And we ran through all the options. Like, do you put just a super shredded guy back there? Do you put a shredded guy and put Jason's face on it?
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw this bear and thought, no, that's funny.
It was real close to being like a tank topped, muscle man.
But no, it's...
We went the more logical choice, big cardboard bear. Yes, which apparently that was the same episode that you had cut your hair.
Yep.
And that point has been pointed out. Kyle, have you built like some sort of robust database of moments? I mean, I also found out today that Jason has missed just 5 of the last 350 shows. Now, I would not know this data, but Kyle's got a database of fantasy footballers' information.
Kyle sounds like he should be doing important work. And I don't mean...
Wait, you. I know what you mean. You mean like with some other organization.
Yes, I don't mean within our
operation. For humanity.
I mean, like, this man has investigational skills that could be taking the world into a better place. Instead, he wastes them on fantasy football.
He should be doing background
football.
Checks on police officers.
Yeah.
He should be doing vetting somewhere for a major, you know, nuclear plant.
It's like, with the top 10 most wanted list. Kyle knocked that out in about 3 days. Found them all.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Kyle should be looking for murderers and thieves.
Yes. But instead, he finds data nuggets.
On Jay Grizz. Oh, man, Kyle. Oh,
his parents.
Kyle, I promise
his
you.
His parents have to be so proud.
Let me say this slowly. You're not wasting your life. You make a difference. You matter. Okay?
But he could be wasting life and making a difference. Both could be true.
All right. Nick wants to know from Instagram. how do you avoid fantasy fatigue?
You take the breaks.
Thank
when you need them.
That's the answer. How do you avoid fatigue in anything?
Yeah, you got to rest, man.
I heard an expression: don't let the load overwhelm your limits. When it comes to so that might be decreasing the amount of leagues you're in, taking a couple months off. Even though we're here year-round and entirely dependent upon your listenership to pay our employees. Take a break. Take a break. Put the show on in the other room. Hit play.
Yeah, give us those listens.
Give us the listens, but leave the room. You know? But no, just take a break. Maybe cut the leagues back, and there you go. This is a funny one. Rick wants to know, why does Mike always say the last words on the pod?
Because Andy says the first ones.
Yeah, obviously.
This is not rocket science, people. You ever heard of taking turns?
I mean, I'm really enjoying the show today. I don't know if it's just the brownie smell in the air. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our podcast. Yeah. Thanks for letting us do this for a living.
This is saying it makes sense.
Yeah, that's. I mean, clearly, Mike would
should
never.
Should the bear do it? No.
Mike would never let me do both.
Yeah.
We own the company equally. Goodness. But obviously, yeah, Jason's silent.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not his turn.
He's spending that time dreading doing a YouTube promo. That's it, what he does at that moment in time.
Yeah, that's accurate.
All right. I think we're going to wrap things up, Mike.
I like this one real
quick.
Okay,
go ahead.
From Riley in Nebraska, should I trade Jordan Love for Kirk Cousins and a second round pick in a Dynasty 2 quarterback? And I would say no.
Okay.
I'd rather have Jordan Love in the second.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about Green Bay. Don't tell Al.
Or wait, Jordan Love for Kirk and a second. No, I'd rather just have Jordan Love. If I have Kirk Cousins and I can move him and a second for Jordan Love in a super flex, I would be very interested in doing that.
Word of the day, Mike, as we close things out. Word of the day for March 14th is emulate.
Okay.
Oftentimes, Al Borland tries to emulate our success in fantasy football. Emulate is the word of the day.
Mm.
That'll do it for the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. We'll catch up with you next week. Jason will be back. Until then.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.